This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, we remember Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. He was born January 15, 1929, and assassinated on April 4, 1968, in Memphis.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired. I am weak.
Mahalia Jackson made this recording in 1956 of Thomas A. Dorsey's Take My Hand, Precious Lord. 12 years later, she sang it at the funeral for Dr. King. Precious Lord was one of Dr. King's favorites. It is also on NPR's list of the 100 most important songs of the past century. Precious Lord has been performed and recorded by dozens of artists, ranging from Mahalia Jackson, who helped make gospel music popular, to performers like Elvis Presley. The song has been translated into more than 50 languages. Dorsey wrote Precious Lord in 1932 after his wife and newborn son died. Dr. Michael Harris is a professor of history at Union Theological Seminary in New York City and author of The Rise of Gospel Blues, the music of Thomas Andrew Dorsey in the urban church. He says that Dorsey changed Black American church music.
I think what happened is that at least urban African American churches were moving a lot toward trying to emulate white worship standards, and particularly in their singing. They were also bringing in a number of rather well-trained choirs and choir directors to sing European classical music as part of the service. And that probably would have gone on quite well and continued had not Dorsey come along in 31 here in Chicago at a church called Ebenezer Baptist Church, where there was a recently appointed minister, Reverend J.H. L. Smith from Alabama, who had announced that he wanted to bring more of the Southern sort of aesthetic back into African-American worship.
Smith invited Thomas Dorsey, who was a blues pianist, to play at Ebenezer Baptist. Accompanying a singer on He's the Lily of the Valley, Dorsey suddenly stood up, as he did in blues clubs, and pounded out a rhythm and blues version of the music. Dorsey said later, it tore up the church.
Smith, the next week, as I understand it, announced from his pulpit, I want a complete choir of people sitting behind me to sing the songs of our forefathers and foremothers from the South. And when he made that announcement, he asked Dorsey help organize his chorus and rehearse them. So what you had in January 1932 was the appearance of the first gospel chorus, at least called that, in the United States.
Often called the father of gospel, Dorsey is credited with bringing the blues to black churches, but Harris says Dorsey's contribution had more to do with taking black religious music back to its original roots.
He was a blues pianist. And I like to tell people that if we could go back to a slave gathering on a plantation, the singing you would hear there would not be like the spirituals we know, sung by Marian Anderson and Leontine Price. The singing would be a bit more bluesy. So actually Dorsey wasn't so much bringing blues in as he was restoring what we associate with as the blues sound back to African-American religious music.
Can you hear it in Precious Lord?
You can hear it in the sense that the singer, whoever is performing it, is completely free to improvise as he or she wishes. So you would hear, say, one good example is to hear Aretha Franklin as an R&B singer sing it. Or you could hear on a recording another singer who was no more for being gospel, Mahalia Jackson. Performances. What makes them so powerful is that both of these women are singing from really the very depth of their souls and using their artistry to kind of enhance that. And what you find is that what gives this classical quality to this, what sort of keeps this song right in the center of this tradition, is that the pathos at the root of it is something that everyone seems to be able to tap into.
The pathos and the strong emotion in Precious Lord clearly come from Dorsey's own experience of grief and loss. He talked about it in a 1973 interview that was included in a retrospective of his work.
When I got to St. Louis, and about the second night in the meeting, a telegram boy came and brought me a telegram. I opened it, and it read, "Your wife just died. Come home." And that killed me off. I wanted to go back to blues. But after putting my wife away and the baby in the same casket, I went to the old poor old college in the music room there, Mr. Fry and I, and just browsing over the keys. And seemingly the words, like drops of water from a crevice of a rock above, seemed to drop in line. With me on the piano, "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home."
Thomas Dorsey, who wrote, "Take my hand, precious Lord." When we talked to Michael Harris about Dorsey, he told us that the version of Precious Lord he believes most nearly resembles Dorsey's own idea about the song was recorded by Marion Williams.
In me.
Marion Williams singing Thomas A. Dorsey's Take My Hand, Precious Lord. We also spoke with Dr. Michael Harris, who is a professor of history at Union Theological Seminary in New York City. His book about Dorsey is called The Rise of Gospel Blues, The Music of Thomas Andrew Dorsey in the Urban Church. Thomas Dorsey died on January 23, 1993, at the age of 93. The Father of Gospel published hundreds of songs in his long lifetime, but Precious Lord is the best known.
Don't you leave me right there, Lord. This is what I want you to do for me. Hear my cry. Lead me on.